Welcome back. That's Bonnie Kolak. She'll be on the air at 10:30 to talk about her latest CD. It's always a treat when she comes out with a CD. This one is titled Seems Like Yesterday. And one of the best books ever written about Chicago politics was written in 2014 by the ever-astute Chris Chandler. Chris, how are you?
Just fine.
Good.
Thanks.
It was titled, and we talked about the book when it first came out, Harold Washington and the Civil Rights Legacy. It was about the time that you got involved with that amazing campaign, 1983, for Harold to become the Chicago's first black mayor, and then worked for him on the fifth floor at City Hall for a couple of years. You've updated the book, Chris. Why?
Well, the main difference now is that I brought the story up to date. That is, I ended it last time in the middle of the 90s, I believe, and I bring it up to date through the Chuy Garcia campaign.
Yeah, which is fascinating to me because I think even during Mr. Garcia's run for mayor against Rahm Emanuel, forcing him into a runoff that I didn't think Rahm was ever ready for, that people forget what an important player Chuy was during the Harold Washington days. Could you remind them, Chris Chandler?
Well, I could say that Harold looked upon Chuy as his most able young politician.
Mm.
He was, and, you know, Chuy gave a eulogy at Washington's funeral, which drew a standing ovation. And in fact, you can get it on YouTube.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it and heard it. And it was, it's not, but to me and to you, you know, Chris Chandler's been a reporter for print and television and as I said before, as an astute reporter and observer of the political scene here as anybody I know. Was the Chuy who ran for mayor anything like the Chuy you knew in those, you know, the golden age of Harold Washington? Was he?
Well, yes, but I have to say that Chuy was elected after I'd left City Hall.
Right.
So I didn't have that relationship with him that I did with that, you know, the 83 people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Chuy was the same guy, and I think in my bringing it up to date, I point out that the first person he called when he was decided to run was, what's his name now, Conrad Wuerl.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember Conrad?
Sure, sure.
Excuse me. He was
the
task force that supported Washington and played a key role in that 83 primary.
Remind people, Chris.
Well, let me just say
that
when Chuy called him up this time and tried to enlist him, Conrad said, no, I'm with Rahm.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd been offered some things.
Yeah, co-opted by the ever shrewd Mr. Emanuel.
Chuy was the same guy. I think that he didn't have the best PR in this campaign.
Yeah, I agree.
Have you? I mean, that first commercial was pretty lame.
Yep.
But at the end, he came on like gangbusters at the end. I mean, he won the last two debates. He had really good union ads on. You know, he got 44% of the vote.
I know. People forget that, too.
That's the most that anybody's got challenging the Democratic machine since Harold. And he lost the black vote.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Please, please.
Why did he lose the black vote? Well, there's people like Conrad and actually Congressman Rush and even Dorothy Tillman.
Mm-hmm.
We all went with Rahm. But the biggest reason was our president, Barack Obama.
Of course.
And I try to touch on it lightly, but, you know, have you ever read Obama's Dreams of My Father?
Yep.
I just went through it for the first time to read the section on Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Obama was neutral about council wars.
Yeah, I know.
Here from 85 to 89 or whatever as a community organizer, and he just didn't care.
Yeah.
He was not on Harold's side.
Yeah, I
and
know.
Actually, as a legislator, he, you know, he took on, a regular Emil Jones.
Emil Jones, yeah.
Yeah, who was you know, a regular wheeler dealer.
That's right. You know, Obama.
Was really from the Daley tradition.
No, there's no question.
The PR guy, Axelrod, when it was Daley's guy for many elections.
No question. Yeah. Chris's book is Harold Washington and the Civil Rights Legacy. It is fascinating on a number of levels, and just as he's talking about the ways in which it's updated, it does take a passing glance at the former President Obama and at the current mayor, but it is also incredibly insightful about the coalition that came together, the what you call, I think, in the book, Chris, this kind of true believers that gets a, you know, that phrase gets a bad rap because I think it was, you know,
he saw that a coalition which would basically be a coalition of black and brown
mm-hmm.
was enough to win that primary.
Yep.
And he got to know and become partners with Rudy Lozano,
sure.
the Mexican community.
Sure.
Cha-Cha Jimenez and the Puerto Rican community. They became part of the same team.
Yep.
And there was the black nationalism of, you know, Lou Palmer and Conrad Wall and Bob Starks. But there was also the Mexican nationalism of Rudy Lozano and the Puerto Rican nationalism. You know, that was the real energy in that campaign.
Yeah, that's where your book, and again, the title, you can get it anywhere books are sold. I mean, online or even in stores. Harold Washington.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Harold Washington, The Civil Rights Legacy by Chris Chandler, Chandler. You were going to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say the book does start off with Dr. Martin Luther King's 66 Chicago campaign and then tries to trace the civil rights movement to Harold's campaign. And there's a direct link there.
Oh, no question. Chris Chandler, I I've been an admirer of yours for decades now. And this...
That's just because I was friends with your dad.
Well, everybody was friends with my dad. That's never been a problem.
I didn't know that you were named after Rick Ricardo.
Yes, because my parents used to babysit the Ricardo's children, whose names were Rick Jr., and their daughter's name was Russia. Yeah, isn't that something? Chris, you take care of yourself, and next year, early in the year after the hockey season's over, I want you to come back on and talk more about this, because Harold Washington was an amazing guy.
And he had a big impact on this city.
Oh, no question. Well, and you cover that, and you cover that well, especially in the updated Harold Washington and the Civil Rights Legacy. You take care of yourself, Chris. It's the new edition. The new edition of Harold Washington and the Civil Rights Legacy by Chris Chandler. It's always good to talk to you, Chris. Take care of yourself.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Anytime.
Bye-bye.
He really is something that really, really is a fine, fine book if you want to know anything about politics in this town. You actually would need 100 books, but this should be... among them. Stay tuned. We have some commercials, then we have some news, then we're going to talk to Nate Herman, the comedy legend, former writer for Saturday Night Live and Second City and all sorts of places, about he and some other actors do something called Films for the Ear. And we will tell you what that is all about. And then at 10:30, Bonnie Kolak. Live on the phone. So please stay tuned.